My name is Dr. Jeffrey Burke. I'm a naturopath and a master herbalist and the host of the Staying Healthy radio show. My show airs Monday through Friday from 8 to 9 a.m. I bring you the best guest in the industry and the topics that are relevant for today's health. The shows stream live at 8 a.m. And for those of you that cannot listen live, my shows are now podcast daily for on-demand downloads at my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com. The show is sponsored by Stay Healthy Health Food Store, Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer, now in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley. They're located at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Smith Shopping Center. Go in and see what a local retailer can do for you. Great selection, the most knowledgeable staff, the highest quality products, and amazing prices. The hours of the store are Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 6, and closed on Sunday. I'm looking forward to talking with all of you soon. Stay healthy.
Hello and welcome back to the Staying Healthy radio show. I thank you all for taking the time out of your day to stop by, tune in, and walk away with information vital to your good health. Learning the ins and outs about health and nutrition, more vital than any other time in our life. And I think probably because we are losing our individual focus on our health because we are just busy. You know, life gets in the way. And before you know it, you know, time has gone by a week, a month, a year, and we're still trying to get ourselves organized and focused. And, you know, now we're a year older and our health is a little bit not as well as it was before and a little bit worse in some areas. And, you know, we truly need to make sure that we're doing every single thing we can to stay as healthy as possible. But, you know, we don't like change. We don't like making changes. And we get pretty well stuck into our everyday routine, kind of almost like on autopilot. So the thing we have to do is make sure that we are paying attention, asking questions, and at least making small changes along the way. Those small changes can bring monumental differences as long as we're focused. Every day here on the show, Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 in the morning, we talk about the relevant topics for today's world, the things we should most likely be talking about, and of course, many times the things that we don't talk enough about. And that makes it a problem. I think one of the biggest problems we have today is that, you know, we've got a lot on our plate. And I think sometimes we think, we'll be fine. You know, we'll take care of this eventually. We'll get around to it. But we don't. And then all of a sudden something big happens. And it's usually nothing really good. It's usually something bad. And then that's really motivating to get us headed in the right direction. And we should probably be motivated long before something bad happens. Every day I send you to Stay Healthy Health Food Store because I want to make sure that you have the availability of a place that keeps you in tune, in sync with what's going on with your health. Not only are they the most knowledgeable staff that you'll ever get the chance to work with, but that store has become an icon here in the Las Vegas Valley. It's in its fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley. It is Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer. So they've been around for a long time. They've seen the changes. They've seen what is happening today. They are relevant. And because they carry only the best of the best products from the right, correct, high-integrity companies, you really can't make a mistake. And that's really important today. Plus, you get your questions answered, and you create an awesome dialogue with the folks at the store. So make Stay Healthy Health Food Store your one-stop full-service location. You'll be glad you did, and so will the health of your body and your health moving forward. You'll find them at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center. That's the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Remember, when you come in, bring your questions with you. Leave with great peace of mind and know that this time around, you're going to have much better success because of the fact that you asked the right questions and you have the right people to ask those questions of. Remember to like their Facebook page, give them a thumbs up, stay in tune. Their daily posts are wonderful. And of course, visit their new webpage, stayhealthylasvegas.com. Print a $5 off coupon that you can use right there on the webpage. And make sure that you are leaving your email address so that you can actually get your newsletters from them every time they send one out just for entering your email address. Today, we're going to be talking about minerals. And although Dr. Starkey and I talk about it all the time, minerals are not just a summer nutrient. They're a life nutrient, and we want to make sure that everybody remembers that. A little background on my guest. Dr. Darren Starkey is a board-certified naturopath physician and a member of the American Alternative Medical Association. For the past 28 years, he's been working for Trace Minerals Research. He is currently their director of training and lectures extensively throughout the United States. He is considered an expert in the field of trace mineral balance and deficiency, and as a naturopath, has specialized his learning and education to focus on the role of trace minerals within our body. While he is an advocate for good nutrition, he also believes that good nutrition starts in the soil, and that much of our world's soil today has been depleted of the necessary elements that ensure that proper nutrition is available to us through our food and supplement supply. His ability to relate his understanding of trace minerals to others helps enlighten those both within the field as well as the general public on the building blocks of a healthy diet. Dr. Starkey strives to expand the public's knowledge on trace minerals, and throughout his career, he has done many radio programs that have focused on this area of expertise. Luckily, we get to talk to him every single month. He is continually searching for new ways to educate people about the benefits of mineral and trace mineral supplementation and the task they have in our overall nutrition. Help me welcome my guest. Hey, Dr. Starkey.
Good morning, Jeff. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. I wish you a happy holiday season, sir.
Well, thank you. You as well.
How's the weather out where you are?
It's cold. Cold and rainy.
Yeah, we're nowhere near where you are. So we're just spoiled out here. You know, it goes below 50 and we have panic attacks.
I find it oftentimes interesting that it's amazing how our bodies can acclimate, but at the same time, during that acclimation process from hot to cold to in and out of our offices during those times or houses or cars, it's amazing to me that what our bodies have to do and how they have to overcome and put those, we have to put those nutrients back in to accommodate that, Jeff.
Well, you know, the thing about it is that, you know, the media and advertising and things that are out there, they get these key words, and these key words are used in a way that we associate them with different things going on in our life, whether it's a time period, a calendar part of the year, an activity, a special food, something along the way that associates it. And when you think about electrolytes, you know, they have really made that something that is stressed for summer heat, summer month, heat exhaustion, exercise-induced exhaustion, you know, and that's where it's always stressed. So when you ask the average person, you know, what about electrolytes? They're like, yeah, I try to supplement those in the summer when it's really hot, when I'm sweating.
Correct.
And it's something we're continually retraining, but at the same time, they're still enhancing it because they keep continuing to associate it with those things.
Sure. Absolutely. I think that, again, you know, this time of the year, we run into a lot of challenges in the fact that, you know, again, the listeners here, they're probably rolling their eyes at us again because we sound like a broken record, but it's a great time to remind ourselves that even if that thermos, you know, of course, once that uncomfortable state of, you know, cold hits us. I mean, and that's different, just like you said, from state to state, because I have to be honest, when I travel to Wisconsin this time of year, you know, they're tough up there. They're a tough people. You know, I've never been in a place where my tires froze in this nation on my vehicle. And yet you never hear them complain. They go about their business. And yet at the same time, as we've talked about this, whether you're dealing with 60-degree weather, but when it drops to 50, we get uncomfortable. We typically bundle up. We stop drinking. But you and I both know that just because we bundle up and we stop, you know, we turn up the thermostats in all of our homes, our cars, our offices, and yet at the same time, we never stop breathing. We never stop perspiring. We never stop stressing. Therefore, we have to maintain that constant, consistent electrolyte balance, or we're running ourselves into the ground. And just like you said in your, in the pre-show, It's not until we're in a crisis that we start asking the right questions, and typically it's associated with pain, especially when it comes to night cramps.
You know, it's funny. I saw a friend about a month ago, and we were talking about health and nutrition and stuff, and he goes, "Do you remember that lesson you taught me?" And I said, "What lesson was that?" And he goes, "How important it is to drink water all year long." And he goes, "I was never a water drinker." And he said, "All of a sudden, I was 55 years old, and I had one of those winters where it got very, very visible that I wasn't getting minerals and I wasn't getting water." And it was really interesting how it happened to him. He had ended up in the hospital with severe cramping of the muscles. They got so cramped they couldn't uncramp.
Correct.
Because he was just tied in a knot. And he had urinary tract infection. Then he had bladder infections. Then he had kidney infections. And then he had an impacted bowel. And by the springtime, his skin had really just wrinkled dramatically.
Mm-hmm.
And we had talked after that, and we had talked before, and he started telling me all of this, and he said, "You know," he goes, I didn't really get it." He goes, "I get it now." He said, "But at that point in time, somebody was really trying to show me something." And I said, You know, this happens a lot, and sometimes we have to run face first into the wall to really get the message, because we're just really cemented and glued into our ways of thinking and our routines. And, you know, there's many things we do every day that we just do on autopilot.
Right.
You know, we don't even think about them. And until we hit the wall,
yep,
we don't think about it.
Well, when you really put that into perspective, one of the things that we oftentimes, I like to point out, Jeff, and I know that with your friend, he's if he is listening, he could probably write a book on this. But you know, when you get all those, when you're admitted into the hospital, whether it be in the emergency room or in the hospital, and they start running their tests, and when you start looking at the cost of some of these tests, that could have been resolved with ounces of water,
mm-hmm,
per day, we can buy a lot of supplements for that cost.
That's right.
To support us throughout the entire year on the cost of, a couple, maybe even one of these tests and what they charge. So I think that, and again, I think we get to a point where until we go through a learning curve, just like with him, I assure you that he'll never go without his water or his electrolytes again during the wintertime.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, oftentimes, a lot of these dehydration state, this state of our body resembles and mimics almost the flu-like symptoms. So I would say to the listener, again, make sure that you're drinking, and I don't know about you, Jeff, but I love this concept of, kind of give people a guideline, 8 cups of water, that sounds like an awful lot, but when we start to break it down to our body types, because every single one of us is different,
mm-hmm,
I like to take our body weight, divide it in half, and put that into ounces of water daily. Because with each one of us, and that should be a minimum, but that just kind of gives us a guideline as to what we should be looking at. And honestly, if we're putting in, and with trace minerals, we try to make it so convenient for the consumer to replenish these electrolytes, whether it be for those individuals that just want to take a tablet, we have tablets, we have powders. We've talked extensively about our power packs and the 13 different flavors that they come in, Jeff, and I know that you're a huge advocate of that,
mm-hmm,
product because it works for you personally, but we also have liquids that have no flavor. They can go into any, again, I don't care what you put it in as long as you're getting it into our systems, but we really try to make it very convenient for the common consumer to find that taste preference or that delivery process that they're most comfortable with, so that we have no excuses as to why we shouldn't be putting them into our bodies daily.
You know, I can't tell you how many times I have done a consultation or a lecture and had people raise their hands to see how many people drank 8 glasses of water a day. And I would say maybe 20% of the audience will raise their hand.
Wow, that's really good, though, 20%.
but that is more than it used to be. I mean, it's like up a little bit. I'm thinking to myself, wow. But then I'll have them raise their hand, and I'll say, how many of you drink 3, 4, 5 cups of coffee a day? And people will raise their hands. And how many of you drink 2 or 3 sodas a day? And how many of you drink 3 or 4 glasses of juice a day? And everybody's got their hands up. So it's not the idea of liquids. It's the idea of water.
Water. Absolutely.
And the idea
I agree with you.
You know, and it just, I don't know what the stigma is with it, because anybody who I know that has become a water drinker and their skin has changed and their bowels have changed and their energy and their muscles and their ligaments and their gut and their urinary tract and everything has gotten better. I mean, every single one of them will say, I should have done this sooner.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. There are times when we can take it to extremes, because I think we've done that. You know, we've talked about this often, Jeff, in the fact that what we consider water today, you know, we were never designed to live on bottled, filtered, distilled RO water.
Mm-hmm.
If you really stop to think about it, we're not only removing the contaminants, but we're removing all the elements out of these waters as well. And to me, that's a concern, because we consider them the safer, you know, the safer product of our environments, because they're, you know, we look to them as clean. But I would say to the consumer that, you know, keep drinking the water that you're most comfortable with, but we have to remineralize them. We have to put those minerals back in, because ultimately, you know, we were designed to live on groundwater, spring water, creek water, river water. And yet I have, no matter where I lecture in this country, Jeff, or outside this country, does anybody want to dip a cup in their local creek or river near their homes because they're scared to death of their environment? And yet, if we're not putting that emphasis back into those minerals, again, I think we find ourselves in a great challenge, not only with what we're drinking, but what we're also eating, and that's a whole other topic.
Now, you know, I think one of the things that we have to remember is that we also live in a world where people want instantaneous changes.
Sure.
And they want
Absolutely.
Everything to be completely noticeable within an hour. And, you know, the thing is, we did not get into any of these situations we're in overnight. And it does take some time. And, you know, people just need to take a breath and, you know, and realize that, you know, we will get there. And you have to be a little patient, because I tell people all the time, the smaller changes are the best, because they're the easiest ones to do and stick with. They show you enough of a difference that keeps you motivated, where if you try to change it all in one day, you get yourself into a mindset that you're going to be a new person by tomorrow. And with small changes, you don't think that way.
No, well, I think that you hit the word right there that is probably lacking in all of our lives, and that's consistency.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the consistency of our waters, the consistency of our soils, the consistency. I mean, there's a lot of inconsistencies in our lives right now, but
True.
Ultimately, if we maintain consistency with something that we, you know, again, that's one thing I love about Trace Minerals, Jeff, and I don't want to, you know, we want our consumers to get results. That's how our products move, is by guaranteeing them results. Now, when people ask, well, what's the result going to be? The only one that can answer that is, you know, you yourself as an individual. You know you better than anybody. But, you know, the concept with Trace Minerals is that if you don't feel that difference or experience a difference, bring it back. We'll give you a full money refund. But make sure you keep the receipt, whether it be from Stay Healthy, and I know they have some wonderful guarantees there as well. But we just want to make sure that the consumer feels confident that they're going to get some type of result that they can measure or feel or see. And if not, why should you have to pay for it? But that's a bold challenge, but it comes with responsibility. You have to take the product. Bring us back an empty bottle.
Mm-hmm.
Bring us back and, you know, make sure that you use the product and pay attention when you do so, and we would love to hear the results.
You know, the wonderful thing that I've seen in, you know, in my long career, as you have one of those long careers too, is when do you get to the point when you decide that it's time to make a change? That's different for everyone.
It is.
And how much of a change do you have to see before you have an aha moment and you think, wow, I should have done this sooner?
I think that that's a great question. And if we had the answer to that, I think that's the million-dollar question.
I think so, too.
You know, everybody asks the same question over and over. How long should I be on these minerals? And I have a simple question. I mean, Jeff, when's the last time you quit breathing since you left your mother's womb? Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a good thing that that's an involuntary, you know, response to our bodies, because if we had to think to breathe today, just like you mentioned earlier, we'd all pass away because we get so busy, we quit thinking. And I think the same process is in the healing process. It's a good thing that we're natural healers, because if we had to think about it, we'd all perish from a simple little cut. Because we quit, you know, we just get so busy, caught up in the hustle and bustle, especially this time of year, that, you know, if we have to maintain consistency with our hydration and our mineralization. And to me, that's the foundation to all of our, you know, to our health.
The other thing we have to remember is that this is a problem worldwide.
Yes.
It's not just that our United States, our country, everything is stripped. We are seeing it all over the world. Now, we've talked before that there's parts of the world that have very rich soils that have never been eroded, never been touched, never been damaged. And those people that have those should be planting and digging in and enjoying it. But that's not the norm.
That is absolutely not the norm. I mean, if you really stop to think about what we do to, you know, to our soils around the world, we could probably write and again, I don't want to be a naysayer, and I don't want to be a negative. You know, some people will call, well, you're too much of a realist. Well, creating good topsoil today is hard work. And I mean, there's very few people doing it that will start from scratch and work with it and, you know, compost and feed it. And, you know, it's like having another full-time job. And most people, I mean, most of us today in our society barely get a fruit or vegetable in our bodies to begin with, much less have to worry about the soils in which it's coming from.
Someone just chimed in and she said, you know, I'm one of those people that never used to drink water or take my electrolytes past September. You know, I would take them in the summer because I'm always outside in the summer. But when it got cold, I stopped doing it. And like you said, as I got older, everything started to fall apart. And now I take it all year long, and it's a big difference. I try not to dwell on the stupidity that I did when I didn't think that it was important. I just think about the benefits that I'm getting now.
You know, I love that concept. Let's not worry about the past. The past is the past. We can't change it, but we can change today. And I think that I love that concept, is that instead of beating ourselves up, today's a great day, just like you said, to make a small change that will benefit, and we hope that it benefits, and they experience that benefit so that we can enjoy tomorrow.
This
starts today.
This is interesting. You're going to love this. This sounds like me. It says, Jeff, I was recently at the airport and we had a layover, and there was a lady sitting next to me that was quite nice, and we were chatting, and she was a little uncomfortable in her chair. And all of a sudden, out of nowhere, she leaped up and then kind of fell to the ground and was stretching out her leg. I said, what? And she goes, Charlie horse. And I said, oh, my goodness. And I reached in my bag, because I always carry them like you do, got a bottle of water, opened up two power packs, put them in there, shook it up, and gave it to her and told her to drink it. She drank it and just was rubbing her leg. It wasn't that long before things started to relax, and she got back up, and she goes, what was that? And she said, just trace minerals. She said, I carry them with me all the time. I wrote down all the information. She lives in Las Vegas. I sent her to stay healthy. I just thought it was amazing. I actually got to see it in person unfolding. It was quite cool.
You know, I love, again, when at any point do you reach for something that a complete stranger hands you and says, drink?
Desperation, man.
Desperation. Critical desperation. When you're in so much pain, you don't think properly, but you need, you know, somebody's there to help you. You take, and yet at the same time, it takes that desperation to change perspective. And yet, I heard a sweet story. One of our colleagues was traveling on vacation, had bumped into one of our main distributors in that part of the world, traveling with his family as well. And his wife was giggling at the fact that, you know, here the parents are traveling with their family, and their youngest daughter, being 9, pulls out a bag of her power packs to disseminate, you know, to give it out to all the family. And both mom and dad started to laugh and thought, you know, we did our job. We've taught our children, but it's our children who are reteaching us. And the importance is that, you know, we're just worried about making sure we have the plane tickets, making sure that everything's, you know, all the accommodations are set. And it was their children who ultimately made the best decision in helping protect the family along the way. So I thought that was an interesting, you know, again, our children are paying attention as well. And this becomes a generational concept that what we do today, our children are going to, you know, benefit them as well and their health and their children to come. So I love that concept.
You know, I have a friend and she travels a lot now. And I said, have you learned any tricks of the trade when traveling? And she goes, oh, I've learned a lot. She goes, I used to get through security and go buy an $8 bottle of water. She goes, it was just ridiculous.
Right.
She goes, so now what I do is I carry 2 plastic empty bottles with me.
Yep.
And she goes, they now have filling stations on the other side. She says, so I take the empty bottles. I get through security because there's no liquid. I carry my trace minerals in a tiny little 2-ounce bottle. And she said, when I get over there, I fill up my water bottles. I add my trace mineral drops or I add my power packs. And on my flights, she goes, I always fly from Las Vegas to New York because that's where work is. And I'm back and forth. So I know how long. I drink both of those on the way there. When I get there, I fill them up. When I get out of the airport, off the airplane, I add my stuff to it and I take them with me. And then I take them to the hotel. And then I drink at least 2 bottles every single day. And then I do the same routine on the way back. And every once in a while, every couple of weeks, I just change out my bottles. And she said it's worked amazing. I love it.
Well, you know, and I can concur with her that I've learned with my world travels that, you know, that's the first thing I pack, Jeff. You know, I'm amazed at how much my body needs from the time I leave my office or my home to where I get to. I just recently returned from China. And if I were to take as much as I take while I'm traveling, you know, on these long plane flights, if I were to do that in my office in one day, Jeff, I wouldn't dare hiccup without probably having to change my underpants. And I don't mean to be, you know, but it's amazing how much our bodies need during things that we're excited about in our travels, we're excited about vacations, we're excited, but don't let, you know, our lack of preparedness or you know, making sure that we put the proper tooling into our body so that we can enjoy these vacations or in this case, in her case, enjoy her, you know, her work week without suffering from the body's, you know, the wonderful way our bodies give us our information that we need in our crisis state to ruin our travels.
We're talking with Dr. Darren Starkey today, representing Trace Minerals Research. You can check out all their amazing products. I love them. You know I do. I talk about them all the time. Go over to Stay Healthy Health Food Store and say, I'm here for the minerals. And they'll take you right over to the Trace Mineral Research area. And you can check out and find the one and the product that's right for you. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with Dr. Darren Starkey.
Name your most prized possession. Is it your home, your luxury car, or maybe it's your 300-foot-long yacht you take out on the weekend? Truth is, none of these are the right answer. Your most prized possession is your health. Think about it. When your stomach's upset, you can't enjoy anything. Not your home, your car, or even relaxing on your yacht. Take care of yourself with Natron's Healthy Trinity, the probiotic supplement designed to keep your digestive system in balance. Natron is the probiotic pioneer. It established the probiotic category in the health food industry. Healthy Trinity is doctor-recommended, hospital-accepted, and improves the quality of your life. Natron Healthy Trinity is the premier probiotic. probiotic, helping with regularity, occasional indigestion, upset stomach, and embarrassing gas. Healthy Trinity works.
Available at Stay Healthy, 840 South Rancho at Charleston, in the Smiths Town and Country Center.
Hello, this is Jeffrey Burke, the host of the Staying Healthy radio show. I've been recommending Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract to people for many years now. Actually, decades. With over 700 peer-reviewed published scientific papers on everything from immune function to cholesterol, homocysteine, high blood pressure, and overall cardioprotective effects. Organic and odorless Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract is the only truly odorless garlic supplement guaranteed not to upset your stomach or give you that embarrassing garlic odor. Available in capsules, tablet, and liquid. With many different formulas, choose the one that's right for you and for your individual health care needs. So do what I do. Eat right, exercise, get plenty of rest, and take Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Your heart will love it. Available at Stay Healthy Health Food Store here in Las Vegas, 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center. You can also get more information at www.kyolic.com. Have you had your Kyolic today?
Are you taking too many oral pain pills and concerned about side effects? Are you having trouble getting to sleep because of the pain? Well, Lou Paradise had the same problems that you have. He cured his pain. He eliminated pain pills and their side effects by developing Toprasin Pain Relief and Healing Cream. Toprasin relieves pain without side effects. It doesn't burn, doesn't smell, and it doesn't stain. But don't just take our word for it. Doctors, pharmacists, and pain specialists are using and recommending Toprasin and ending the suffering for thousands of people just like you. We know you hurt, and we want to help. We're so sure that Toprasin will work for you that we offer a money-back guarantee. So if you want pain relief with no side effects, ask for Toprasin. Toprasin is available at Stay Healthy, 840 South Rancho at Charleston. Ask for Toprasin and visit Stay Healthy today. Toprasin, the last pain medicine you will ever need. And you can sleep on that.
All right, I'm back. Want to remind you to head over to Stay Healthy Health Food Store. It's your one-stop, full-service location for everything health and nutrition. Remember, it's the holidays. Everybody's going to be traveling. If you have travel scheduled, don't do it without your power packs. Don't do it without your trace mineral research products. You do not want your muscles cramping. You do not want to end up with muscle spasms, muscle cramps, or any of that kind of stuff. Being on a long plane flight or whether you're taking a plane, train, or automobile, doesn't matter. We need them anyway. We need our muscles to be, you know, well-conditioned and elastic and flexible. We don't need them tight and hard because, you know, it just causes so many problems. You know, so remember, this is a year-round thing. It's a year-round it's a year-round part of your daily regimen is what it is. So you want to make sure that you're getting the right quality products. Anything within the Trace Mineral Research line has got my thumbs up of approval because they are consistent. The integrity of their line is consistent. The quality of their products is consistent, and it has not changed. They've been great from the beginning, and you know what? They've never deviated from that. And that, you know, that's really, really important. So head over to Stay Healthy Health Food Store. You'll find them at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center, right on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. Visit them Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 6, and closed on Sunday. I hope you'll take the time to, you know, start thinking about minerals. It's not just about vitamins and herbs. They're important. Minerals are the things that we forget about the most, and many times the thing we need the most. I think you agree, Darren.
I was probably a little confusing on that last statement that I made, but, you know, I hear it so often, Jeff, that these individuals, you know, especially during the holiday seasons when they're going on their vacation and then one of them gets dehydrated or one of them, starts to cramp or starts not, you know, and it ruins their whole vacation just with one individual. And I think that, again, for pennies on the dollar, you've invested your time, you've invested your money. Make it enjoyable all the way around, and this is a simple way to do that.
You know, and the other thing is, it's so easy. I mean, it's not like you're really you're really putting yourself out where you've got to, you know, it's an all-involved type process that takes all day. It, like, takes no time at all to
right.
do something so major for the body in such a minor amount of effort.
Correct. And you know, at the same time, this time of year, Jeff, I think we've all been there. We've all done it. You know, we've been invited to family's homes, friends' homes, company parties. We go, we drink things that we typically won't drink, or we eat things we typically won't eat, or we indulge in treats and pastries and desserts that we typically don't touch, and then we wonder why we feel the way we do. But I would say to you, what a wonderful way to balance the body back out with our knowledge and with our minerals and our electrolytes to get our bodies back in top, you know, tip-top shape and get us rolling for the new year.
Let me ask you a question. How important do you think it is to use minerals preventively? And the reason I ask that is because a lot of people have a tendency not to choose them until they're cramping, until there's a problem, until
right.
there's an issue.
Right.
To me, it just seems like the easiest thing to do, because you don't use your food. You don't wait until you're absolutely and your last breath starving to eat your food. You eat every day because you know you need it for sustenance.
Correct. And that's a great way to put it, is that, you know, if we lived in a perfect world, Jeff, we wouldn't be having these conversations. There would be no need for them, because we would be breathing the pure air. We would be drinking, you know, balanced water. We'd be eating balanced food, and there would be no reason for our conversation. But I think we both understand why we're here and why it's called supplementation, is the fact that we have to be concerned. We have to make those steps. And again, we drink every day, we eat every day, we breathe every day of the, you know, throughout the day. So to me, it's just a part of our makeup. It's a part of who we are, and of course that need that has to be fed every single day, because if our output of these minerals are greater than our input, Jeff, our bodies literally have to rob themselves just to maintain proper balance in the body. And a part of that robbing process comes from cells and tissues and organs, and of course eventually the bone. But I think that we respond to the cramps, but I think the underlying long-term effects can be so much more devastating if we're not careful.
How do you know that you have enough minerals in your system?
Well, I think that again, overall, each individual can address that accordingly, because when I ask you about your personal health, when do you feel the best, Jeff? And chances are your indicators are going to be a little bit different. But I would say to you, you know, that bowel response, I love to look to the bowel. You know, some say that's the second brain of the body. I think it's right up there with number one, because that concept of, it's, and how many times have we heard, you are what you eat?
Yeah.
It's not what we're eating. It's what's available to begin with, what's found in the soil, and what, of course, we're capable of absorbing. So I think that that gut function is a wonderful way, that bowel response is a wonderful way to know, especially with these products that we're talking about, to reach that bowel tolerance level is a pretty good indicator to let your bodies know that we've had enough.
I think,
and if that bowel is extremely sluggish or non-responsive, mm-hmm. I would say what a wonderful reason to reach for that trace mineral product.
I think you have a combination of products that I know you know how well they are separately, but I almost think that they should be like shrink wrapped together. And that's the topical magnesium with the no muscle cramps.
Yep.
Because if this was used by people at night, there are people rubbing their legs all over the world every night.
Correct.
You know, if they were to use the no muscle cramps internally and rub the topical magnesium on their legs and their feet, not only would they have an amazing night of rest, but it would really recharge them, because not only are muscle cramps uncomfortable, not only are the tightness of the muscles and the ligaments sore, but they are exhausting.
They are. We hear some horrible horror stories, don't we?
Oh, yeah.
Of those individuals that have battled these night cramps, you know, to the point where they are scared to death to close their eyes. And you and I both know that without that, without good hydration, without good sleep, it really doesn't matter what else we're doing. You know, our bodies are going to fall apart. We have to feed them. We have to hydrate them. We have to rest them. But it shouldn't be in a state in which we're terrified to close our eyes for fear of that next cramp. And to me, to be able to educate and to help those individuals, you know, combat that, you know, of course, those cramps, but more importantly, get a good night's rest that they can honestly, you know, when they fall asleep and they never wake up until the time in which their alarms go off, you know, to many, that's priceless. And I would say to those listening to us today that if you're one of those sufferers, there's some wonderful, you know, there's a wonderful product there for you to help. And all we have to do is invest the time and effort to get it in and make that a daily part of our lives. And I think that we'd love to hear the response back to what it's like to sleep through the night, not just for a night, but for a week and a month. And, of course, we'll let them finish the rest.
How do you get that magnesium to absorb through the skin? It's really quite amazing.
Well, one, it begins with the fact that it's ionic, Jeff.
True.
And you and I both know that it doesn't have to go through a digestive process. It can be absorbed right through the skin. And if we really stop to think about it, our skin is the largest organ of our body. And yet we brutalize it. I've always said that if you're using, you know, words on some of those products in mainstream that you can't pronounce and you don't know what they are, but you're putting them on your skin, I would have you think twice. Because what goes on to that skin, typically our bodies have to adjust to it accordingly within the body. And to me, that's why it's so important that we put that ionic magnesium back on the skin.
I have actually seen it rubbed on people where it was so fast into their system that it was, I mean, it made my head spin.
Yeah. And some would say, well, that's just in your head, Jeff. But when you see it live and in person, and you witness the relief from an individual standing in front of you, that's when it becomes real. But I would say it goes a step further, that when it affects a family member, that typically our family members are our harshest critics in this industry.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we can talk until we're blue in the face about preventative, but it's not until they're reacting from something that they pay attention. But at the same time, when they come back and go, okay, you have my attention, it worked. I hope we take advantage of those opportunities to educate those family members as to why and how, so that they can maintain and share it with others.
You know, I have a friend that goes in for reflexology, and she gets it done with the same lady that works on her all the time. And the last time, I think two times ago, she decided that she was having some toe cramps, and she was doing stretching and all that kind of stuff. She has plantar fasciitis, so that's what mm-hmm. she knows. So she took her magnesium with her and asked the lady, because they've known each other 30 years, and she said, would you massage this in and use this as your medium for the bottoms of my feet? So she said, sure. So she was working on her, and she's working on her feet and massaging the bottom. And, you know, my friend said, I was laying back, and she goes, I was getting such amazing relief. It just felt so good. And at the end, they were done, and she went out, and she was paying her at the front. And she said her friend walked up, and she was kind of rubbing her hands together and squeezing her hands. And she goes, what's the matter? And she goes, you know, I do so many of these that I actually get little cramps in my hands. And she said, when I was done working on your feet, my hands felt so liberated. And she said it was just amazing. So she now uses this on herself two or three times a day on her hands. And she's actually introduced it to some people for their feet when they tell them that they have plantar or they have some cramping in their feet. And I just thought that was kind of amazing. You know, she wouldn't have known about it, but now that she's known it and she saw it and felt it, you know, with no idea that she would feel anything. She just knew she was using it on her friend's feet. I just thought it was kind of interesting that she passes it on now.
Yeah, absolutely. We hear a lot of that, by the way. You know, when these individuals start working with that topical magnesium and they start rubbing it, you know, putting it into different lotions or different oils and rubbing it on, you know, these different massages. And next thing they understand is that, you know, that transfer of that electrical power at that cellular level, whether it be soft tissue or deep tissue, that's when it becomes another aspect of understanding is how we can transfer that back and forth from one another and reaching into those deep parts during those deep, muscle issues and having the response from both those giving and those receiving and comparing notes that way, and that's when it becomes fun as well.
You know, and the thing about it is it just makes good sense. You know, I've talked to people before that started using minerals and started noticing a difference in the way they felt. You know, people that are using it that have, their doctors have recommended that they use minerals or magnesium or something because they have maybe a cardiovascular problem or something where they needed magnesium, you know, and they'll say, you know, I've tried two or three other ones and, you know, I never really felt it, but there's something about these minerals that actually get in my system or that my body likes them.
I would say one other aspect to your question too is that we're not just dealing with magnesium by itself. We're
Very
dealing
true.
With the full spectrum of those trace minerals in conjunction with that magnesium. And I think that sometimes, from an education standpoint, we focus on one, Jeff, one element, but there's so many elements that I think are synergistic to that one specific that, you know, we use the full spectrum, and all of a sudden, like you said, people start noticing a difference, feeling a difference, experience a difference, and yet the answer to your question is we have no idea what's taking place at that cellular level with the full spectrum, because there are probably elements that we don't even understand yet to their full potential, just because we haven't caught up with Mother Nature yet, right?
Right.
I think yet, I would say that if it works that well and you figured it out, keep doing it and finding out what your body's response is and share it with others, because there are a lot of individuals in our society today around us, Jeff, that are in crisis but don't know where to turn.
Doesn't it give you a better, even more respect for Mother Nature? She knows what she's doing.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. No, I think we all understand that when we dive, you know, when we're trying to dig deep into understanding, when we finally figure, you know, we think we figure it out, we realize how much more we don't understand, or how much we have, you know, I get so frustrated at times when I hear these individual groups that say that they've answered the question. And yet, you know, a week or a month or a year goes by, and guess what? We figure out that we just scratched the surface, and we don't understand anything. Mm-hmm. But what we do understand, and this is what I love to share in our lectures, is that we don't have to understand everything, because, you know, when we start talking about the trillions of cells within our bodies, we don't understand the full potential of one human cell, much less trillions together, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But we're asked to hydrate them, and we're asked to feed them. And outside that, it can be pretty overwhelming as to what our bodies are capable of if we had to figure it out to live.
Question.
So in other words, I love to state that in this simple, basic product, it's not so basic, my friend, is the fact that there's not a scientist on the planet that understands the full potential. But by putting it into our bodies consistently, I don't care if you're a day old or 105 years old, if we do it consistently, we will have those specialists scratching their heads wondering how. How is that possible? And it all comes down to our ability to hydrate and feed the body properly.
Just had a question. A lady said this muscle cramp product, and I got to talk real quick because we're up against the hour here. She said, can I use it every night, even though I use the liquid minerals during the day?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
And again, I would, you know, let her understand that, listen to her body.
Yes.
Her body will let her know. And if she experiences her tolerance levels at the bowel, I would just decrease that nightly dosage or the daily dosage and fine-tune that, and she'll be able to dial it in specific for her body.
Well, I just want to thank you once again. Thank you for another year of awesome radio shows. Thank you for doing what you do on a national and global, you know, level. Thank you for educating everybody out there on the importance of minerals. And thank you for being consistent and true to your knowledge. It's always a pleasure to have you here on my show, my friend.
Hey, my pleasure, and I look forward to the coming year. And for all those that are listening with us, please share your experiences with us at Stay Healthy. We'd love to hear.
You be well. Have a happy holiday. Merry Christmas and all that good stuff to you.
Merry Christmas, and I look forward to talking to you after the new year.
Be well, my friend.
All right.
My guest today, Dr. Darren Starkey, representing Trace Minerals Research. You can ask about any of the products at the store. You know, that's one great thing about Stay Healthy is they allow you to truly get as healthy as you possibly can by informing, by educating, by sharing their knowledge, by sharing their information. Because today, you know, we make choices out of, you know, desperation and out of frustration. And sometimes we don't, well, most of the time, we don't do our homework. So, you know, if you fall into that category, at least go somewhere that you get to work with people who understand the whole process and who do their homework for us. That's Stay Healthy Health Food Store. They are Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer in their fourth decade here in the Las Vegas Valley. A fully packed store with the best of the best, full service in every part of the store, and only carrying the highest quality products at great prices every single day. When you go to Stay Healthy, you'll wonder why you never went there before. You'll wonder why you never took the time to really give yourself the best choice of the best information from the highest quality companies with the best products. You'll wonder, you'll kick yourself in the butt, but don't do that. Remember, it's not about in the rearview mirror. It's only about in the front mirror in your car. You know, where you're going, where you're heading. It doesn't matter where you've been because that's spilt milk. All we care about today is where we're going and if we're heading in the right direction. And knowledge is your key. And it's going to be one of those situations where we're going to have to really take the time to put ourselves into a quality position of good health. When you start getting healthy, you'll notice the difference. When you notice the difference, you'll want to stay with it. And you're going to want to stay with it because you're not going to want to feel like you used to feel. And that's what getting healthy is all about. Stay Healthy Health Food Store. Make it your place. You'll be glad you did. 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Remember to go to their webpage, stayhealthylasvegas.com. Print yourself a coupon to use on your next visit at the store. Leave your email address. Start getting newsletters every time they send them out. And, of course, a big thumbs up on their Facebook page to stay daily connected to the store. It's all about information and education, and that's what Stay Healthy is all about. They want to make sure you got the best of the best products, the best quality products, the best information, so that you, when you're making these decisions about your health, you've got everything you need to see a difference, to feel a difference, to get healthy, to be healthy, and to stay healthy. I want to thank you all for taking the time to tune in today. I hope your holiday spiral is not spiraling too crazy out of control, and I hope that you're taking the time to really start putting yourselves first in the front row seat of all of your good things and your good well-being and good health. Remember to take time for you. Drink your water, get some rest, exercise, eat right, take your supplements, and breathe. That's what it's all about. Once again, do something good for yourself every day. Because if you don't, it's going to catch up with you, and we don't want to have that. Have a great day, everybody. Be well. God bless.
Thank you for tuning in to the Staying Healthy Radio Show. Remember to tune in Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 a.m., for the most up-to-date, relevant information on your health, with the best guest in the industry helping all of us to get healthy, be healthy, and stay healthy. For your convenience, podcasts of the show are now available at my website, drjeffreyburk.com. Simply click on the archive icon to make available on-demand podcast downloads. Make sure to visit Stay Healthy Health Food Store for all your nutrition needs. Stay Healthy provides reliable, responsible, relevant service every single day. I look forward to talking with all of you soon.